This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. B. Scott is in the building. It's 4:40. Brandon Scott saying that it's exactly what his story would be if he had an electric vehicle.
A cautionary tale, baby. I'm glad that I get to learn, and I hate that this happened to you, Clint, but I am glad that I get to learn vicariously through your mistake here.
I'm telling you, I have thought about getting one, and every time I hear from him, he is the reason why I go the other way.
Yeah,
I've heard glowing reports from so many other people.
If you stay the same routine for the most part on a daily basis, you'll be fine. My problem is
you got to plan them trips.
It's something different every day. Now with kids and a wife involved, if my wife has to go to work or has to take the kids somewhere where it's inconvenient for her to stop and charge for 20 or 30 minutes, then I'm like, well, I'll just do it. So now it's just too. If I have any client meeting here with the radio station before the show starts, I mean, it's usually up on the north side, which is another hour out of the way. I mean, I've got to set aside 20 to 30 minutes to charge the car at some point, whether it's before or after the meeting, before I get here.
But see, I think my personal experience, too, is that I've been there where it's been hard enough to find a gas station. And you didn't run into that. You had gas stations. But I've been out in the sticks and places or just gone through a stretch there. You know, I used to live in Huntsville. Yeah. I've gone through stretches where it's okay. There's not a gas station for another 5 to 10 miles for the next spot. So if I've lived that life, I can only imagine trying to find, you know, something for an EV, electricity. Like that would be
where people laugh at you and go, yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
Please, Scott, think about how many times, Tyler, you're like this one. I used to, when I first got to Arkansas, I would drive up that East Texas line and get into Arkansas and drive up the West Arkansas, Oklahoma state line. How many times do you think I choked that damn engine down to next to nothing before I found a gas station?
Well, I bet at least half a dozen.
I know. Tyler, typically, if he's disgusted with me, I'm like, you know what, F you. But this time, Tyler is disgusted with me. I got to eat it. I got to take it.
My man Clint, when that battery hit the 10, he's like, I got a little time. That gas light comes on. Ow.
But there is a difference, right? Like with the gas, it does feel like you can eyeball it and feel it a little bit better. Like you know your car. Oh, yeah. I know it ain't gonna quit on me yet. But with that EV, it's like an exact science. When they say you got 8 miles, you got 8 miles.
You
not 8.2.
That's it.
Not what your vibe feels like.
Not the turn.
Nuh-uh. You got 8 miles.
And it's hard to get. It's even out there. It's hard to get 10 miles away from a gas station. Any gas station. It's hard to get 10 miles away from a gas station. Hell, I learned real quick. It ain't hard to get 10 plus miles away from that EV charger.
Yeah. They're 14. That was going down quick. All right, B. Scott, I do want to touch a little bit of Texans and Rockets because we're in that period where you could go either way.
Yeah.
I do want to start with the Texans, though. We had a conversation earlier about Will Anderson and him being in the top 10 now. The ESPN did their top 10 position, and they had him as a top 10 edge rusher along with Danielle Hunter, but had him eighth on the list. And I posed the question to the people and Clint and Tyler of, has Will Anderson exceeded your expectations in year two? Understanding where he's drafted, like, listen, yes, you can put some sort of expectation on people where they're drafted because he was drafted, what, three or four? But, you know, Reed Shepard's drafted three. We're not putting, you shouldn't, to me, have the same expectations from Reed Shepard that's drafted third that you had in maybe other drafts. But has he hit the expectations, or has he surpassed the expectations you had for him in 2 years?
It's hard to say he surpassed them because they were so high based on the stakes, right? Based on the conditions under which he came, right? Like the whole, everything around it, not just being picked number three overall. It's almost like he was picked twice because they traded up to get him, right? So it's like, it's almost like he's a double first round pick. So it's hard to say, absent of winning defensive player of the year, let's say, or them going to a Super Bowl and winning it, something like that, to say he's exceeded expectation. Look, he's a Pro Bowler. He was the defensive rookie of the year. And that's about what you would expect, I think.
But what were your expectations? What were yours coming in? Did it match that? Is that what it was?
To be a double digit sack guy, certainly by your second season. This is about what I expected from Will Anderson. Now, it's not to say, like, that's not a knock to say, hey, because all you've done is meet the expectation, that's some kind of disappointment, because the expectations were that high. They traded a first round pick to, and then used a first round pick to go get him. So, like, the expectations are sky high. I think that he's met those expectations. The thing that I think is interesting about year three is that this is the year where you take that next step, where for me, it's time for him to exceed that expectation. Or for me, I guess, exist in this different pantheon of edge rusher, right? He's at the back end of this top 10 list that you're talking about, right? He's at eight. You got Danielle Hunter at nine. I'm looking at Aiden Hutchinson as somebody that's above him on this list, even as somebody that was out of sight, out of mind for the better part of last year. But for what he had started and the way year three was looking for him at that time, it looked like he was a defensive player of the year candidate before he got hurt. That's the type of, I think, expectation that you're putting on Will Anderson based off of what he's done these first couple of years, right? So he's met the expectation year one and year two. Year three is the year where you want him to exceed that and to take that next step.
See, Clint, for me, he's exceeded it a bit because I thought the production was potentially going to be a little slower for him and not as clear cut to see, right? I would not have been surprised if it took him maybe 3 years, year three, to get double-digit sacks. But all of the other stuff he would have, the leadership, the intangibles, all of that. But he has kind of surprised me a bit, Clint, that his production has come so quickly.
Yeah, you know, to me, it's more about what we watch. Like, I think when you get a draft pick like that, a pick that's picked that high, I mean, more of them are bust than not. Maybe bust is strong. More of them disappoint than not, yeah. Right? So, for me, it's what we've watched. Like, for him to immediately be one of the more violent edge players in the game and play that way literally every snap that he's on the field puts him in a category of three or four people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying he's a top three or four edge rusher. I'm just saying that he will be eventually. Like, that is just so damn hard to deal with if you're an offensive coach. You can't run at him because he's going to blow up your run scheme. You can't run away from him because he's going to hunt you down. You can't boot around him because he's smart and he's got the athletic ability to redirect and go get your quarterback, most quarterbacks. And he never freaking stops, no matter what happens. That's the part to me. The physicality and the high motor are the two things that have just blown me away. The fact that he's had the ability to do that at this level from jump, that's wild.
But to be fair, when you talk about the expectation, this was the scouting report on Will Anderson. Like, sure. this is exactly the player that he was at Alabama, and all he's done has really translated that to the NFL. Now, I think what's impressive about him is going from year one, pretty much all he's got is a bull rush. He's over-relying on the bull rush.
That's what I mean about
going in, going into year two. The idea was, hey, he needs to diversify his pass rushing portfolio, if you will. And he did do that a bit. Now it's less about, you know, getting cute or getting more moves and just refining what he's got already. I'll say the part that's actually exceeded my expectation, we might be flipped on this, it is some of the intangible stuff.
Really?
Because, look, I didn't really know Will Anderson. Obviously, I followed his game and followed Alabama, but I didn't really know Will Anderson in the way that obviously we get a chance to know him now. And so if there was anything that has exceeded my expectation, it would be some of the intangible leadership stuff. And I was able to kind of peep that immediately. Like, as soon as he steps on campus, it's like, oh, I get what the whole Will Anderson thing is, the whole intangible thing. But I would say even that has exceeded my expectation. This year, in terms of production and doing it on the field, is the year I want to see him take that next step. You know, get in that top five, sort of in that area of Aiden Hutchinson, the way they talk about Max Crosby and guys like that.
You know, the crazy thing, I like D'Amico Ryans has, I think it is zero, there are zero doubts, zero concerns about Will Anderson in terms of him being the pillar of the defense that they're going to build around for years to come. We talked about the other day about setting the market, and I was like, you know, I don't know if the number, that is a stat-driven position. I don't know if that's going to be the case with Will Anderson. Like, I think Cal and Hannah and I think D'Amico, I think they're going to open that checkbook up for whatever the hell it takes to keep Will Anderson here, and I think it's going to be huge money.
Yeah, but if it's any...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thing shown what why I say I'm a bit it's exceeded is it seems like if he continues to prove the way he does he will have the stats and it won't like he will have stats that say not only is he a pillar and a guy that we know we could depend on that has all the other stuff, but if he makes improvements, it's also a guy who gets 15 sacks and dominates the run. And I thought that part would come slower.
Yeah, he's got all the redeeming qualities that make you optimistic that that production and that progression is going to come, right? Like, it's not like he's just a physical freak who doesn't have the intangible, or the guy that's got the intangible but doesn't have the physical side of it, doesn't have the talent. Like, he's got all the right mix of all the right things to where it's like, okay, absent of something, knock on wood, tragic happening, right? Injury or something like that throwing him off course. It's hard to imagine with his combination of skills and intangibles that those things are not going to happen. And that's why I keep thinking about Aiden Hutchinson, who's somebody you know, 7.5 sacks in
five games.
It looked like he was on his way to getting at least 15 sacks, probably more than that. And is Will Anderson on that trajectory? Is he on that track going into year three?
I know you wanted to get something off about the KD trade, specifically involving Jalen Green.
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about this, and I wanted to say this when we were doing the radiothon last week, and shout out to you and Reggie and all of us for everything that happened last week for the Houston Food Bank. But I thought about this when we were talking about the KD trade and Jalen Green specifically. Like the I just kind of want to be on record about this. The Jalen Green experience and the Jalen Green pick at number two overall back in 2021, to me, is an overwhelming success. Like
I'd get with that.
Like the only way to look at it to me is that that pick was successful, even if it didn't turn out that Jalen Green was the best player on a championship caliber team. Even if it didn't turn out that Jalen Green was your best player for a decade plus, which I think is ideal when you draft a guy number two overall, what Jalen Green did do was play just well enough to get paid just enough and play just well enough to be the centerpiece in a Kevin Durant trade. He's the best player that went back to Phoenix in that trade. He's also the highest paid player that went back in that trade. And it could be that the number two overall pick doesn't work out at all, and you're just moving on from him and you're starting over.
Yeah.
As opposed to, hey, this guy was just good enough, not good enough to necessarily take me over the top, but just good enough to go get me the guy that hopefully can.
And good enough to allow you not to have to give up maybe some of the other.
Exactly.
Because if it wasn't him there, you would have had to give up Jabari Smith or somebody else that you really didn't want to give. I agree with that. You were the two seed. He led your team in scoring. I would say that pick was a success.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Be on record with that. I'm on record with you on that. Set it second.
I'm going to let you have it. It's really good. It's really good.
It's a success.
I laid it out.
Tweeted out.
It's a success. All right.
I laid it out.
By the way, guys, the Tesla is charging right now. So
it's charged downstairs.
There we go. If you're worried, he should be able to get home.
Married well, boys.
Tonight.
Married well.
Make sure that phone's charged. All right.
Got a 100 on it right now.
There you go. Coming up, 5 o'clock fire as we continue to roll through some good news. Good news from the injury front and other fronts with the Astros. We'll let you know about that, as well as some NFL news, and potentially maybe the road could get easier for the Rockets with another Western Conference power. We'll discuss all that coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.